Chapter 1. The Void's Lesson in Frustration. The cockpit of the Starforged Vengeance hummed with the low, mechanical drone of a ship teetering between sentience and obsolescence. The three-man crew, Chaz, Big Dog, and Grizz, crowded around holographic schematics, their faces bathed in the cold blue light of the nav console. Beyond the viewport, a skeletal mining station floated like a specter, its corroded frame half buried in cosmic debris, a fitting mirror for a crew adrift in purpose. Defense was brutal, Chaz muttered, half laughing as he adjusted the ship's weapon layout. We just didn't make any of the shots. His fingers flicked the hologram, rearranging turrets with the frustration of a man who just missed a game-winning three-pointer. Big Dog groaned, slumping into his pilot's chair. I mean, not the last couple of minutes, but yeah, our offense folded under pressure. It's like we're paralyzed when the spotlight's on. His voice carried the resignation of a coach who'd just seen his team squander a lead. And they had that grizzled coach, right? The one with decades of experience? Grizz, hunched over the engineering station, snorted. They carved us up, he said, polishing a plasma welder with obsessive care. I had a sick feeling in my gut all game, like this is how it ends. His eyes darted to the blueprint archive on his screen, where a string of disenchanted schematics glared back. Speaking of ends, what the hell is this? We disenchanted it last game, but it still looks foreign. How's that even possible? Chaz leaned over, squinting. Maybe the blueprints are session only. Doesn't make sense, though. Why let us waste resources on something we can't reuse? Maybe they're teaching us a lesson, Big Dog said, voice grim. Like, welcome to the void, no do-overs. Grizz thumped the console. So we definitely disenchanted that, right? Definitely, Big Dog confirmed. Bummer, is this game meant to force us through dozens of rounds? Chaz exhaled. We're doing 5 levels. Others tackle 50 to 60. Grizz stared into the middle distance. Geez. The tension cracked when Big Dog gestured to the weapon layout. Me, I'm fine with both guns on one side. Let me fly low, spin around, be the ghost in the machine. Grizz nodded, adjusting the hologram. Left side's the gun side, payload launchers between them, so the porch. Port side, Big Dog corrected. Port, Grizz echoed. Got it. As the ship's systems whirred to life, Chaz slumped in his seat, grumbling, Man, I wish I'd read that earlier, that's my bad. The admission lingered like an unlaunched missile. Big Dog patted his shoulder. I know. I thought we were like paying for it. Prep dissolved into chaos, system checks, mission briefings, and the looming dread of a sitting glitch. When Chaz finally barked, Jennifer, new section, the Vengeance shuddered into warp drive. Outside, the ancient data shard mission loomed, a gauntlet of storage containers, proximity mines, and whatever cosmic equivalent of a hard difficulty might be. As the ship vanished into the stars, Grizz muttered, Let's hope we don't get carved up again. To be continued, next. A warp jump gone sideways, a relic mission turned minefield, and the crew's first lesson in what porch defense truly means. Chapter 2, Porch Defense and Proximity Mines the Starforged Vengeance's cockpit reeked of burnt circuitry and existential dread. Chaz, perched at the helm like a disgruntled crow, glared at the holographic dashboard. His boots, newly upgraded with a warp mitigation relic, reflected mockingly in the dim light. Beside him, Grizzlenizzle 415 muttered under his breath, fingers dancing over the ship's power grid like a pianist avoiding the wrong notes. My weapons are range 825, Robert. Why, sitting? Grizz's voice cracked through the comms, his frustration palpable. His avatar's green health bar flickered with a strange symbol, a tiny chair icon, while the ship's energy gauge dipped into negative territory. Big Dog 2330, manning the rear turret, let out a bark of laughter. Are you guys sitting? He asked, as if the question itself were a punchline. Chaz slumped further into his chair, the sitting status suddenly making sense. There's our class, Grizz said, jabbing at his screen. If we're stationary, so try stationary, you're at the helm. I was just like, we should have a way to see that. I just noticed it too, Big Dog replied, spinning his turret to scan the void. These proximity mines, I'm sorry, guys. The mission had begun like a poorly written sitcom. A warp jump had deposited them in a junkyard of derelict containers, each hiding biomass canisters, tech loot, or a one-way ticket to oblivion. Chaz's relic test, standing still during a warp jump, had left him with a bruised ego and a vessel full of groans. I got boots that should make me not warp as bad, so I want to see what happens if I stand, Chaz muttered, bracing himself as the ship lurched. Oh no, I jumped out, Grizz yelped. Did that work, Trey? I took a little bit of damage, but not, Chaz replied, patting his now glowing boots. Stored biomass grants improved damage, so I guess we should use this relic. As Grizz suctioned to a floating container, Big Dog's turret whirred to life, firing at a cluster of proximity mines. Sucking left container there, Grizz reported, his voice tense. Oh, summoner right here, move towards that, Robert. I am, Big Dog replied, his avatar weaving through the minefield like a man who just learned to juggle. A mine detonated, rattling the vessel. Shit, Grizz hissed. Turn on the sucker. Oh, it's on. Okay. The crew's banter escalated as they scavenged. Biomass canisters healed wounds, tech crates held the promise of upgrades, and the summoner, a device that Grizz refused to explain, pinged like a siren song. When Big Dog finally located the astral map's data shard, the tension snapped. Put the data shard in the astral map, please, Big Dog ordered. All right, set the escape vector. Supply drop, Grizz added, as if the phrase alone could will the ship to safety. But the void was not done toying with them. As they plotted their exit, Chaz leaned back, a rare grin breaking through. Not a bad run, he said. Maybe the normal one, he added, eyeing the mission's difficulty toggle. Because the hard one, we don't have shields. I don't want circuit breakers to trip faster. Big Dog snorted. We just have a normal and a hard one. Grizz's avatar flickered, his chair icon blinking like a taunt. Somewhere in the darkness, a hull breach waited. To be continued, next. A crew braces for a hull breach, but Grizz's porch defense strategy might just save them, or turn the ship into a cosmic piñata. Chapter 3. Breach, bravado, and the business end of a Gatling gun, the Starforged Vengeance groaned like a wounded beast, its hull breaches glowing with the sickly blue hue of exposed systems. Chaz, hunched over the nav console, muttered, two minors and a major. Nice. What? While GrizzleNizzle 415 muttered under his breath about porch defense strategies, a phrase that made Big Dog 2330 snort mid-turret rotation. Trey, did you want to do the normal one? Big Dog asked, lazily swiveling his chair as if they weren't moments from becoming space debris. Yep, Chaz replied, fingers dancing over his keyboard. If I heal, it makes us do less damage, because the relic is for stored biomass. A pragmatic gamble, risking slower progress to hoard alien goo. He grunted in approval, though his oxygen levels were already blinking red. The EVA repair. A dance on the edge of eternity, Grizz's helmet cracked as he drifted toward the breach, his jetpack sputtering like a caffeinated ferret. Ow! He deadpanned, as a rogue solar flare scorched his thrusters. Shit, that might kill you, Chaz yelled from the cockpit, half-joking, half-praying. Outside, he clung to the ship's skeletal frame, nails digging into his palms as he welded the hull with a plasma torch that smelled, somehow, of burnt popcorn. I'm on the space station again, he radioed, a joke only he found hilarious. Inside, Big Dog barked orders like a drill sergeant at a tea party. Get fired on. Oh, shit. The crew's nerves frayed as Grizz's oxygen tank ticked downward, but the real tension came when Chaz spotted an unscanned signature pulsing near the breach. What is that down there? He hissed. Can you head this way? I might die, Grizz replied, equal parts bravado and genuine panic. The answer came in the form of a supply drop, sudden, serendipitous, and just in time. Woo, it's literally at zero. Woo, he wheezed, slumping into his seat as if gravity had finally caught up to him. Combat. Mounted guns, misquotes, and mayhem, the celebration was short-lived. A swarm of hostile frigates descended, their weapons locking onto the Vengeance's weakened frame. Ooh, large power sail. I wonder if that hurt you if I hit you with these things, Grizz mused, lining up shots from the mounted gun. Chaz, manning the rear, quipped, we could get the ships to come fight us here. They did. Mid-battle, Big Dog ruined the moment. Isn't that a quote from I Think You Should Leave Tim Meadows? He barked, missing an incoming volley. Chaz choked on his own oxygen mask. Oh, I thought you were referencing something real. And I was just like, what? The laughter barely died before Grizz yelped, took one out, and the fight resumed. Post-battle banter and bolted upgrades victory left them breathless, literally, for Grizz. Back in the hangar, the crew debated their new loot, an Animus Crate Arc Shield Mark III and a Shuriken Energy Gatling gun. We could probably get rid of one of these Litany miniguns, Grizz said, eyeing the cluttered weapon bay. Chaz nodded. Yeah, that makes sense, because you got a different gun back there, right? The Gatling gun slid into place with a hydraulic hiss, its barrels gleaming like a predator's fangs. As they plotted their next move, a new mystery loomed, that mysterious signal. Bunch of guys over there, Big Dog muttered, scanning the stars. Oh, yeah, look at that. To be continued, next. The crew investigates the mysterious signal, a derelict vessel pulsing with alien energy. Will they uncover a relic worth their while, or become its next sacrifice? Chapter 4. The relic, the poop. And the perils of midnight, the Starforged Vengeance groaned like a stressed-out war dog, its hull scarred from the last mission's ambush. Inside the cockpit, the crew huddled around the holographic mission board, its flickering light casting shadows that danced like specters on the walls. The air smelled faintly of ozone and burnt coffee, a side effect of the ship's faulty power grid and Big Dog 2330 questionable brewing habits. We're doing hard, Big Dog declared, jabbing a finger at the difficulty slider. We're nuke-worthy, damn it! His turret console whirred as he reloaded the payload launcher, a weapon he'd affectionately nicknamed the bus. Chaz slouched in the navigator's seat, raised an eyebrow. A And if we die, you ever seen a nuke nuke a nuke? It's like asking a toddler to babysit a cactus. His fingers twitched over the controls, plotting a course through the asteroid belt they'd be facing. We stick to normal. Grizz needs to breathe, and I'm not welding a eulogy into the hull. Grizzlenizzle 415, hunched over the engineering console, gave a dry chuckle. I'm excited to try it. People have been saying really good stuff about it. He adjusted his oxygen tank, the hiss of air a metronome of nerves. Besides, if I die, just blame the biomass relic. It stored trauma, not my fault. The EVA prep was a symphony of chaos. Grizz floated outside the ship, his suit patched with duct tape and bad decisions, while Chaz and Big Dog jockeyed for control of the turrets. Oh, I'm probably going to die, Grizz muttered, his voice crackling through the comms. A swarm of mines detonated nearby, shaking the ship like a rattle. God, yeah, they killed me. They're mines, Grizz, Big Dog shot back, unleashing a volley from the bus. You're not in a Call of Duty level, stay still. Chaz, manning the scoop, snorted. The way you're flying puts them where I can't shoot them. Try not to be a human pinball. Grizz's reply was lost in the roar of an incoming frigate, its plasma cannons painting the void red. The crew's coordination was creative. Big Dog missed a target, hit a crate, and accidentally upgraded their ammo. Chaz accidentally activated the gravity scoop, pulling in a stray nanoalloy and a very confused drone. Grizz, meanwhile, discovered that yelling Star Fox at the universe made the mines explode in patterns that kinda made sense. Loot retrieval proved less like a treasure hunt and more like a survivalist's nightmare. When Big Dog shouted, "You've activated the Golden Eye," Chaz nearly dropped his multi-tool. "Is that a Star Fox reference or a cosmic omen?" Chaz asked, dodging a fireball. "Both," Big Dog said, unloading a clip into a munitions container. "And also, Grizz, there's a tech crate. I like that." The team's camaraderie peaked when Grizz, between repairs, recounted a schoolyard tale that made even Big Dog guffaw. "Yeah, did you not know this?" Grizz wheezed, sealing a breach. Chaz blinked. "Wait, you threw poop." "My own poop," Grizz confirmed. "It was a statement." Big Dog howled. "I still think about your poop." Chaz, ever the straight man, deadpanned. "Listen, a lot of people pay a lot for that, so." Weapon mods and flame matron strategy consumed the final stretch. The trio debated upgrades with the fervor of chefs arguing over spice levels. "We may not need to do that with the We'll See," Chaz said, installing a damage plus 30% mod. Grizz, now a self-proclaimed benediction cannon enthusiast, declared, "Rare blink animus crate, I'm gonna destroy this extra Gatlin." Big Dog, shivering from the relic's freeze effect, added, "But I would say the more damage we do to it, a good offense is the best defense." As they prepped for the boss fight, the clock ticked past midnight. "Oh God, it's after midnight," Big Dog groaned, flopping into a seat. Grizz checked his watch. "It's past 1 o'clock. Chaz yawned. "Jennifer, new section. To be continued, the team's upgrades may save them from the flame matron's inferno, but a new threat looms. As the Vengeance drifts toward the next mission, a mysterious unscanned signature blips on Chaz's radar. Something else is out there. Something that doesn't play by the rules. Chapter 5. The final stand, and a new dawn, the Starforged Vengeance hung in the void. A battered but proud relic of countless battles. Its hull still glowing faintly from the last firefight. Inside the cockpit, the crew sat in their usual positions. Grizz gripping the flight controls like they were a lover, Big Dog manning the turret with a grin that suggested he was already dreaming up the next kill, and Chaz buried in his console, muttering equations under his breath. The ship's systems hummed with a mix of exhaustion and triumph, the kind of tension that comes from knowing you've pushed just a little too far. "Are you guys still going to keep playing?" Big Dog asked, his voice a mix of weariness and reluctant curiosity. The screen flickered as he adjusted his targeting reticle, the red dot dancing over a nearby asteroid. "I'm pretty wiped," Grizz snorted, his fingers twitching over the flight yoke. "Let's do it. We're the greatest crew." "Oh yeah, baby." He said it like a mantra, the kind of bravado that only comes from people who have stared death in the face and still managed to laugh about it. His eyes were bloodshot, but his grin was sharp enough to cut steel. Chaz raised an eyebrow, his fingers steepled in front of his face. "What do you mean? We can do the save." He said it with the calm of someone who had already calculated the risks and rewards of every possible outcome. "Yeah," Big Dog agreed, stretching his arms as if to shake off the fatigue. "That's what I was thinking. I think we have to do it from void." The ship shuddered slightly as Grizz adjusted course, the thrusters groaning in protest. "We're the best damn crew out there," he repeated, this time with a little more conviction. The words hung in the air, a testament to the bond they'd forged over shields and scrap, over near misses and last second saves. The vulnerability node the mission screen lit up with the familiar red dot of a vulnerability node. It was nestled in a cluster of derelict wreckage, its defenses a patchwork of old tech and new threats. "Where's Bravo?" "Oh, here he is. Right below us. Oh, got no eyes. There we go. Can't see it. go. Grizz's voice was a mix of frustration and determination as he maneuvered the ship into position. The Vengeance was a beast of war, but today it felt like a wounded animal, its mechanics pushing against the limits of what they could handle. Chaz, the pillar, it's got a shield on it, Grizz said, his voice tight with urgency. The shield pulsed with an eerie blue light, a barrier that could mean the difference between victory and annihilation. Shoot what? Chaz replied, his eyes darting across the screens. There it goes. Yeah, Rob. He was already calculating the trajectory, the angles, the possible outcomes. The ship's machinery whined as they powered up for the assault, a symphony of metal and electricity. Big Dog, the pragmatist, was already lining up his shots. Trying to get you close to Bravo or Alpha, he said, his voice steady. The turret whirred to life, the barrel locking onto the shield. The first shot went wide, the second grazed the edge, but the third hit true, sending a crack through the shield's surface. Golly, we wrecked that thing, Big Dog said, a triumphant grin spreading across his face. The shield shattered, and the node's defenses went offline in a cascade of sparks and smoke. The Vengeance's mechanics flared with a burst of energy as the node's power was siphoned away, a tangible reminder of their success. The chaotic battle the next few minutes were a blur of motion and sound. The Vengeance's mechanics were a symphony of chaos and coordination. Grizz was at the helm, weaving through debris and enemy fire with the grace of a dancer. Turn! Scoopers on! He barked, his voice cutting through the din. The ship's scoopers activated, the mechanical arms reaching out to collect the debris and salvage it. Big Dog was a whirlwind of activity at the turret, his hands a blur as he adjusted the targeting and fired off rounds. There's a brain auto mechanic, he called out, his voice a mix of excitement and concentration. The auto mechanic whirred to life, its mechanical arms moving with precision as it began to repair the ship's systems. Chaz was a storm of calculations and commands. Oh, shit, we got to get out of here, he said, his voice cutting through the chaos. The ship's machinery was maxed out, the power cells glowing red with the strain. The enemy was closing in, their ships a dark shadow against the stars. All right, we're pulling this stuff in, Grizz said, his voice steady despite the chaos. The ship's mechanics groaned as the debris was pulled in, the hull creaking under the strain. I'm trying to get it. Oh my God, just fucking get in there. Come on, come on. Big Dog's voice was a mix of frustration and determination as he tried to get the debris into the ship's cargo hold. Chaz, if you got the escape vector, take it, Grizz ordered, his voice sharp with urgency. Chaz's fingers flew over the console, calculating the escape route. If you got it, punch it, he said, his voice calm despite the chaos. The ship's thrusters roared to life, the Vengeance surging forward as it broke free of the enemy's grasp. Damage assessment and upgrades, the Vengeance emerged from the battle battered but not broken. The crew gathered in the cockpit, the atmosphere a mix of exhaustion and triumph. Took a little bit of hurt. Darn, we can't upgrade this, Chaz said, his eyes scanning the damage report. The ship's mechanics were a patchwork of repairs and upgrades, a testament to their resilience. I might have enough XP now to be able to heal in that zone, Big Dog said, a hint of pride in his voice. The ship's systems glowed faintly as the healing process began, the hull slowly regaining its strength. Sick, that would be really nice. GG, Grizz said, his voice a mix of exhaustion and satisfaction. Chaz leaned back in his chair, the tension in his shoulders finally easing. Good game, boys, he said, his voice carrying a note of genuine appreciation. Yeah, it still gives us stuff. Yeah, it gives a lot of stuff, Big Dog added, a grin spreading across his face. Grizz raised his hands in a mock salute. GG, he said, his voice carrying the weight of their shared journey. The ship's mechanics hummed with a quiet energy, the kind that comes after a long and hard-fought battle. The final words as the Vengeance made its way back to the hub, the crew sat in a comfortable silence, the kind that comes after a long and hard-fought battle. The stars outside the viewport were a reminder of the vastness of space and the challenges that lay ahead. Mighty good game, Big Dog said, his voice carrying the weight of their shared journey. The ship's systems powered down, the hum of machinery fading into the background. The crew had faced the void and come out stronger, their bond forged in the fires of battle. As they prepared for their next mission, the Starforged Vengeance stood ready, a testament to their resilience and the unbreakable bond they had formed. To be continued, next, the crew faces a new mission, one that will test their skills and their bond in ways they've never imagined. Will they be able to navigate the challenges ahead, or will the void claim them?